Now, did everybody get a piece of paper and a pen when they came in through the door? Anybody not get a piece of paper and a pen? Put your hand up. Oh, dear. That was not very good, is it? Well, I think the youth leaders have got some paper. Where's Philip? Lost him. Right. Oh, Philip, could you get some... There's some bits by the door. That's it. Right, so I think all the brownies and rainbows and guides, some papers coming along with a pen. Yes. Right, has it got to the front row yet? Don't know. We've got a little girl here up with her hand up saying she hasn't got one. No. Right, well, what I want you to do is to write down on there all the things that you belong to. So, can you think of anything that you belong to? Nothing. Must be something. What about brownies? Who belongs to brownies? That's good. Well, I'm glad all the brownies belong to brownies. And guides? Yes. And who goes to school? Anybody go to school here? There must be somebody who goes to school, otherwise you'll be in trouble. And then who belongs to a club? Perhaps the friendship club or a walking club? Who belongs to Christchurch? So have a think and write down some things of what you belong to. Don't worry about the spelling. We won't be checking the spelling this morning. Right, has everyone thought of something? I bet some people go to gymnastics and ballet and drama. All sorts of things that you belong to, aren't there? Okay, Philip, could you go around and collect them in if people have filled them in? I see we're making people work this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to join all the pieces of paper together to make a big chain. Now with a chain, it's important that it's all joined up together, otherwise it's not a chain, is it? If all the links aren't joined up, then it's not a proper chain and it's no use to anybody. And if we belong to something, then Jenny, we've got to act as part of that group. We can't go off and do our own thing. So if you're going to Brownies and Brown Owl's got an activity for you, you can't say, well, I don't want to do that. You have to join in, don't you? Because that's being part of the group. And then you need to work together. Got sixes and patrols in guides and brownies. Okay, yeah, and some sellotape down there. And when you're working together, you've got to think about other people's feelings and their views and try not to upset them, because that's no good. You can't work together properly if you upset people. And we think about our church. There's lots of people who take part in the church. we've got Christine playing the organ this morning. And we have people giving out the hymn books. We have people who do prayers and do readings. So everybody has a part to play. And although we're all individuals, we come together as a whole, whatever group we belong to. So we're all links in a big chain. And as I said, if the links don't join together, then the chain is no good. So we're going to join our bits of paper together and see if we make a big chain. And hopefully that'll be ready by the end of the service. So this story provides us with a number of examples of people and God working together. First of all, there was God and Paul. Now, Paul didn't seem like a very likely person, did he, for God to use to tell people about Jesus when he was going round getting them arrested. But God saw Paul's potential as a great preacher and a good and effective teacher. Because of what he did, lots and lots of people came to hear about Jesus. Lots and lots of churches started. Now, Paul could have decided that he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. Or worse, he could have done it half-heartedly. But he didn't. So I wonder, is there something that God wants you to do for him? Are you taking time to listen to him? He may have some special job for you. Are you willing to work as part of God's team? And then we had Paul and Silas, didn't we? Now, if we work as part of a team, we should achieve more than working on our own. But it's not always easy, is it? Because everybody's got their own ideas about how things should be done. And we need to think about other people's feelings and not think that our way is the only way. The team or the group that works best is where everybody contributes and everyone is valued. And then we had Lydia in the story, didn't we? As soon as Lydia became a follower of Jesus, she wanted to help Paul and Silas in their work. And she offered them something very practical, somewhere to sleep at night and food to eat. That must have been a great help to Paul and Silas and enabled them to get on with their preaching. So Lydia, by doing something very practical, played an important role in starting the Christian church in Philippi. So I wonder, are there simple things that we can do for God? Can we be friendly to someone new who starts at school or at work or the club, the Brownies or the BB that we go to? And are we looking for ways to help the group that we belong to by being helpful and cheerful and well behaved? I'm sure you're all well behaved, aren't you? Not saying yes. I hope so. Right. And as a church, we need to work together with one accord, as we sang in the song, valuing each person's contribution, whatever their age, however young they are, however old they are, and being prepared to see other people's points of view, giving a word of encouragement rather than a word of criticism. So let's see, therefore, how we can work together in a way that's better. Let's do that and see what we can do.